T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. You know, I could go a lot of different directions here. I could go with, did you see this story that Ice Cube has some sort of professional basketball league and he offered Caitlin Clark $5 million? Did you see that?
To play the big three.
To play in the big three, okay. And of course, there are a number of WNBA players who nobody has ever heard of, who are rankled by this, and they're taking it to social media to talk about what an injustice it is. And of course, there are some we've always got to go here who are sort of insinuating that Ice Cube is like doing the sisters wrong. They're basically insinuating he's like an Uncle Tom or something. Give me a break, will you please?
She's making like $9 million in NIL money right now.
She's the most popular player on the planet in that sport.
In college.
And actually probably in college too. You know, no disrespect to Zach Edey, who we're, you know, now all of a sudden we're told is supposed to be like this guy that we hold in the same esteem as like Shaq. She's the most popular player in that sport. Of course, why wouldn't he offer her that for a league that he's trying to get attention for? So all of you WNBA types and all of you people who are trying to make it some sort of racial injustice, please give me a break, will you please? It's a very simple thing. She's very popular. He's trying to get attention for his leg. So he's going to offer her $5 million and hope that she accepts it and comes and plays in his leg.
Yeah, he knows that she won't, but why not put a shot out there in the dark?
So there's that. Then there's Seth Davis, who, rather than just admit he was completely wrong about the ACC before the tournament, has spent 3 days basically whining and crying because ACC fans have been mean to him and coming up with every single way that he's trying to rationalize why he was actually wrong, even though there are 4 ACC teams in the Sweet 16. And really, I think if Pitt was in the tournament, they might have made it there too. So there's a number of you pick wherever you want to go, right? Here's one other one, right? Some guy from the Sixers last night was yelling at the refs, and of course there's this subset of people saying, well, you see, if it was Caitlin Clark, you all would be angry about it. It's like, yeah, okay, because the 20 people that watch the Sixers – it's very similar to her doing it in front of 4 million people. Come on, man. Come on.
Social media's biggest losers with a Z.
They're all, yeah, losers.
All of them.
Right? I did all of that. Losers. I did the 50-minute mark before. That's pretty much it, right? You just got to do Fan Weather.
Yeah, then Twitter.
Brought to you by, I already did Twitter. Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet McMurray. Some green in March at Sun Chevy, sunchevy.com. High of 51 today, partly cloudy skies, 54 degrees tomorrow. Now, Austin, real quick, we've got – I'm gonna give you the game. You give me the winner. Ready?
All right.
UConn, San Diego State?
UConn.
Illinois, Iowa State?
Illinois.
North Carolina, Alabama?
North Carolina.
Clemson, Arizona?
Arizona.
Tennessee, Creighton?
Creighton.
Purdue, Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
NC State, Marquette?
Marquette.
Duke and Houston. There we go.
I think I had this one in my bracket, and I'm going to stick with it. I went with Houston.
Okay, Houston. I think Mike DeCourcy's right about that. I think Houston's guards are going to be – they put a lot of pressure on you, and I don't know if Duke's guards can handle that. But we'll see. That should be pretty interesting. Other story that just came across the wire, according to John Rothstein, Duquesne's NIL collaborative and biggest booster is apparently going to become LeBron James, as Duquesne has promoted Drew Joyce. Good choice? I think so. I wrote about this a couple days ago. I think it's the right choice. You have a guy who understands, because he's been there for the last 3 years, what you have to do in order to win at Duquesne. And it's not easy to win at Duquesne. And I think a lot of coaches that come in from the outside, we've seen them get chopped, you know, chewed up and spit out by Duquesne because it's not an easy place to win.
Well, considering it was in 77 the last time they went to the tournament, right. It's pretty evident.
But you know what I mean? It's not just that. Good coaches took the job and ended up getting destroyed and couldn't win there and got chewed up and spit out. So you have a guy like Drew Joyce who's been there for 3 years, so he understands all the challenges. He's watched Keith Dambrot and what he's done. He understands the level of player it's going to take to win in the Atlantic 10. I think it's the absolute right decision.
Joyce was the only choice.
Joyce, look at this guy.
You like that one horse.
Yeah, you like that horse. So tomorrow we will obviously talk about the baseball game tonight. I think the Penguins actually play tonight, don't they? They play Columbus, I think.
They do.
That'll be fun. Columbus. And I see that Jari was not the first goalie off the ice.
Now so it'll be Ned in net.
Therefore, now that the speculation is that Cal Dubas might be looking at some point in the offseason to shop Jari around.
Oh, is this like Denver and Russell Wilson? We don't want you to play the last two games. We might move you.
Yeah, we don't want you around. I mean, listen, the Penguins are really, to me, they're not going to make the playoffs. But if they're going to keep their fleeting hopes alive, they got to win this home and home against Columbus.
Got to sweep it.
They got to get 4 points. All right, that's it. PM Team Guys next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.